Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Wayne Brown, a managing partner with the Walker Group. Good morning, Wayne. How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Beautiful. Another beautiful day here in San Francisco. And what part of the world are you calling from?
I'm in New York. I'm in New York City, and it is a very mild temperature that we're experiencing in New York for late November.
Very nice. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. So I am the managing partner of the Walker Group, and the Walker Group is a fintech boutique consulting company. And so we set ourselves at the intersection between fintech and financial services. So we become that gateway service to help fintechs to partner with banks. And so my background is a banker. I have been a banker for a number of decades where I've worked. My career started out of a bank in Wall Street. I started as an auditor and then relocated out of the US for a number of years before returning back and really pivoting my career. So from auditing, I pivoted my career to e-commerce. Had some positions at MasterCard, RPPS, which is non-interchange-based solutions for home banking and bill pay, and then moved to other opportunities at ACI, Deutsche Bank, and Citigroup, where I was a senior product manager, really building those types of capabilities for large corporations to enable them to accept bill payment. And so many of us think about these products early on, and they're so commercialized and commoditized today, but there was a time when consumers and corporations did not use digital payment methods, but really checks. So that was something that I worked on back 15, 20, 20 years ago, and even today, spend some time with regards to those capabilities.
Yeah, you probably remember it as I do back in the day when you got your check, a physical check, and you had to go wait in line at the bank to cash it with a teller, right?
That's right. Friday was never a day to be in the bank after lunch.
Right. Fortunately, I worked at a bank at the time, so I would take an early lunch on that Friday. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to talk about remote employment. So what's been your experience with remote employment, both, you know, as an employee back in the banking days, which I remember everything was on-prem, and now as a managing partner?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I know at some point, which I love to see the shift in remote work. There was a time, obviously, working in banking and financial services, that it was a very few that were remote, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Many corporations really, they frowned upon remote work. But I can really see the shift with regards to where things are today. And this is really even pre-COVID. So obviously, I had benefited from a remote work because 13 years ago, when I started the Walker Group, I made the option to be remote as opposed to working within an office setting. Because I found that you could be I was very effective being remote, because with technology, you can basically appear as if you're working in a large office, a large corporation office, but in actuality, you don't have to be there. With the technology and tools that are available, remote working can be very effective. And one of the things, Mark, from a side point, that why remote work has been really beneficial for me personally is because I've always found within an office setting, it was so distracting. And so I found myself kind of setting my day, really able to accomplish what I need to accomplish within the day effectively without the distractions. But that's my own personal journey. But what I've seen with having conversations with my peers and companies today, a number of them, even before COVID, were either telecommuting a day or two a week, or they were completely remote. And one of the things, especially in the financial services industry in New York, because of the high price cost of real estate, they have made the decision for their workers to telecommute one or two days a week, or to be completely remote and provide them the tools that are necessary in order to be effective in carrying out those responsibilities.
Yeah, no, I think as you know, the financial industry has always been slow to change, but I think once it got proven, they were like, you know, it started out as a perk, you know, oh, you can work from home one day a week. And then after a while, they realized, hey, they're more productive at home. Don't you notice
that? That's right. And you know, the interesting thing is now, even now, of course, with COVID, there are many people who are remote. And when I keep in touch with my peers and contacts, they have remarked on how they've been able to adjust.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that they're so used to being in an office setting and they feel that camaraderie was there. But many of them feel that they are able to still maintain those relationships, those business relationships, because their business units are remote. and still been able to be effective in carrying out their responsibility. In fact, some have mentioned they feel more effective because they don't have the much distractions and downtime that they may have experienced within an office setting.
Yeah, there's two things. I think the distractions in New York and the same in San Francisco is the traffic. When I actually had a job where I had to go into the city and I lost 2 hours a day. And generally what you do is you give at least half of that back to the company.
Yeah. You know, it's very similar in New York. I spoke to somebody who's remote now who commutes 3.5 hours a day because an hour and a half, 3.5 hours a day. And now they've gained that amount. They have over 15 new hours that they didn't have before. Yeah. And they found that they were able to be using some of that to accomplish their workload. And they found themselves to be more effective than they were when they were in an office setting. They find they're more effective being remote.
Yeah. And the other thing is they're more effective in their personal life, which actually helps overall, the more things are settled in your personal life, the easier it is to excel in your business life, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true, I guess, in a perfect world. But, the interesting aspect, and this is where the balance comes in, that there are some who have found that personal professional life gets blurry. And maybe that's by choice, but it takes time to kind of get that all in balance. But when you find yourself, you can see the effectiveness from a personal and a professional perspective.
Yeah, I agree. So what do you think is the future of remote employment and specifically in fintech, since that's your area of expertise?
No, I think that's a real good point. I feel that it's going to continue. I think we're on a wave now that this is not just a temporary situation. And what's really nice is that some of the well-known companies are advocating working at home and they're promoting this. And these are companies that are very large companies, which we know. I mean, we saw with regards to what Google is doing and some of the other companies. And so once you've got these major companies that are there, that are publicizing this, that are striking the advantages that they're seeing from a financial benefit, as well as the satisfaction of their workers, we're going to see more of this in the future, because we're going to map and see the effectiveness, and it's going to be tracked and measured that companies are experiencing, that fintech companies are experiencing, and that's going to take things to a new level. When employees are confident and they feel that they're being taken, they're being considered, from their personal professional life, they're going to be more effective. Mm-hmm. And the same aspect that we see within fintechs, and many of them, fintech companies, they thrive on being nimble, mm-hmm. and to be resilient. And so I really see the future where the work at home is going to continue to be.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. So you're a managing partner at the Walker Group. So tell us what you do, who is your typical customer, what does the Walker Group do?
So as I mentioned, the Walker Group is a fintech boutique management consulting company. We sit at the intersection of fintech companies and banks. So a lot of work of what I do is around helping fintech companies. So for example, there are a number of fintech companies that really want to partner with banks. They don't really know how to do that. They may have a great product. They may have a runway with regards to their product, but they don't know how to get that product into the hands of banks. They may lack visibility within the banks. And so with the relationships that we have at the bank side, with the decades of experience and knowledge that I have within the banking sector as a former banker myself, the Walker Group has a number of bank partners that we work with. We're in 18 of the top 20 banks. We're in super regionals as well as community banks. So we're able to help these fintech companies with our relationships accelerate the time that they would be able to partner with banks because of the relationships that we have within the banking sector. So we see ourselves really as an extension of the fintech company's business development sales initiative, where we're able to help bridge that gap. Another area of what we do is that we help companies some fintech companies that are looking to raise capital. Mm-hmm. So we have a number of companies that we work with by also partnering the private equity angel investor group that we have a network with, and to bridge that. And so we also, within last year, we've opened up Canada, where we're working with over 150 fintechs through our partnership with Venn Innovation, as well as also within Europe with our partnership with Demtech, which is a company that basically does what the Walker Group does, but in Europe. So when we build this network that we have, we're able to help fintech companies in a number of regions to actually gain access to the banking sector or to get their message known within their fintech ecosystem. So that's primarily the work that the Walker Group is focused on. And for the last 13 years, we've been able to help fintechs grow. And it is a professional and personal journey for me. There was one, for example, fintech company that when we started was they were pivoting from being an outsourced technology company to managing products within the banking sector around digital payments. And we've watched this company through some of the relationships that we brought them actually triple their revenue in a relatively short period of time, as well as to pivot into other areas that we're able to help them with. So when we look at the Walker Group, we see this at the core is building and strengthening relationships through partnerships, right? Those relationships are strengthened by developing partners. And that's something that we have started 13 years ago. We're on a journey. Mm-hmm. We're enjoying the progress that we're continuing to make to help these fintechs grow.
Very interesting. And as you know, and I've worked at startups are much more nimble, where traditional banks and insurance are not so nimble. So that's actually, the startups can pivot like that. The banks, no.
No. Well, you know, that's a very good point. But, you know, from a banking perspective, what's really nice is that we're seeing that changing up. You know, when I was in banking, you know, roles such as chief innovation officer, roles such as digital transformation officer didn't exist.
Right.
So the banks are now seeing the fact that the speed to market is really important. Yeah. Because, and this is where partnerships come in. Because as a banker, as a former banker, it could take years, almost years, in order to bring a product to market, and to really shorten that time is through partnerships.
Yeah, and I mean, since you're with your experience, you know, I've often wondered, because while the stuff that's going on in fintech, and there is a lot going on, are some of these, you know, larger institutions nervous that they're going to lose market share because of these fintechs are very nimble?
You know, that's a really good point. So there was an example where in one bank, they have lost opportunities to fintech companies. Mm-hmm. So through the relationships that I'm able to bring them, they could partner with a fintech and resell the capabilities through their treasury relationships, but they've lost work to fintechs because of the fact that banks still have to enwrap that fintech in their bank infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And the regulatory requirements and legal requirements, that fintech still has to conform to that. But fintechs that on their own may not have those types of requirements. And so there is a push-pull in the way that banks are losing to fintechs in ways they're benefiting, but they're losing. And so it's a very different mindset, and the environment is continuing to unfold with regards to how fintechs and banks collaborate, mm-hmm. as well as how they compete.
Oh, very interesting. So it's interesting now, we touched a little bit on the pandemic, but the pandemic forced everyone to go remote mid-March. I remember distinctly, it was March 16th here in the Bay Area. You're in Manhattan, which is historically a work on-prem, but did the pandemic cause any problems or challenges that you didn't expect? I got to believe it did have an effect on your business.
Well, I would never really have believed the overnight things changed. Mm-hmm. So Manhattan is an epicenter, bustling epicenter, has an energy and a life of its own. In a very short period of time, the switch just flipped, mm-hmm. and it became not commonly frequented by many people. In fact, from a business perspective, many businesses went remote. And then interestingly enough, a number of people that I know that are in my network actually left the city to work outside the city in other areas. So in that regard, the migration of workers to other areas have become more common than I actually would have realized.
Yeah.
But from my perspective, as far as work is concerned, work all around has pivoted. So some of the projects that I was working on have decided to push those projects to 2021. But there are also projects that I'm working on that were not even forecasted for 2020. And so in certain ways, there has been business deferred, but in other ways, business accelerated. the interesting aspect of it, the new environment and the projects that I've been working on all have to do with digital transformation, digital solutions. And so when it comes to the new environment that we're going to be working in, it's really taking us from solutions that are going to be more important or around digital, right? Because people are not necessarily going to be working, even if they're on-prem, they're working, when companies work remote, they need to be able to have solutions at their fingertips that they would not have ordinarily when they're working in an environment, collaborating physically. So as we shift from a physical economy where we're interacting with each other to a digital economy, there's need for new tools. There's need for new products and solutions. And the Walker Group has been working with a number of the banks and fintechs that are providing opportunities to enable organizations to work in a digital environment or a remote environment. And so that's where we have seen more opportunities that we may not have seen if COVID didn't experience. It has accelerated certain situations and have prolonged others.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at some point we may see some balancing out, but today it has created new opportunities, and that's a good thing that we're involved in. And some of those that have been pushed out, we'll see what happens in 2021, but we're optimistic.
Yeah. Well, good. And I have one final question that's kind of off topic, but it's since your background in fintech, I thought I'd ask it. The emergence of blockchain as a valid technology, are the fintech companies and the banks, are they embracing that, or are they still like, I'm not so sure yet?
So Mark, initially when blockchain came out and was developed, I was on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that this is something that I think makes sense, but I think the market was not ready for it. And I've since changed my thought process, because I really see blockchain as providing a new way of looking at product and solutions, where blockchain becomes the core of building products, like the building blocks on top of blockchain. So from a fintech perspective, we see a lot more acceptance as far as companies utilizing that type of capability. And then also in the media, we've seen some of the larger banks have embraced blockchain. And once the larger banks, you know, embrace that type of technology, there's a rippling effect. And that rippling effect moves downstream to other sectors and other areas. So I'm involved in blockchain as far as companies that I work with. And so I'm seeing, especially from the fintech perspective, I see more and more opportunities because of the blockchain. When your product is built with that type of capability, there's so much flexibility. It's scalable in ways that other solutions are not. So I think really looking at how products are being built on that type of capability, I think it has a future. I think it has a long runway. And I see companies continue to embrace those types of capabilities. So no, I think fintechs, as well as their fintech partners, blockchain is here to stay.
Oh, very interesting. Well, Wayne, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been fascinating talking to you, especially, you know, someone with such background as yourself. And I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I can say that this week.
Mark, it was a pleasure talking to you as well. And it's the whole context of fintech and the way things are growing, the aspect that you've mentioned with remote. I mean, I've actually blogged on the advantages of working remotely. And it's so interesting. And I did a revisement of that, only talking about more aspects of some of the benefits. So thank you very much for this opportunity. And I continue to wish you well.
Have a great day, sir.
Thank you, Mark.